This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind. We're finishing here the final touches on my version of roulette. The roulette wheel. Spin it a couple of times. Pick a couple of numbers. And then give away some free Cloverdale bacon.
We got to do it again today,
ladies and gentlemen. So it's a free bacon, chipotle garlic, and the thick cut. Cloverdale bacon are in stores now. And so... there you go, folks. That's our Friday fun today on the program we call What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains with Todd, the radio god Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennon. Want to hear from you today, and you can do so by picking up that phone at 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503 to text Todd. Always email us to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. This hour of the program brought to you by North Dakota Oil Can. And how about the fact that the pretty much the world is talking about oil now at $41, continuing to inch up there. It crushed through that 40 mark. Been mired down there for some time. So how about that? Yeah, exactly right. So a good thing. And you can find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. They have actually a website also and a Facebook page with lots of good information about what's happening. Keep on top of all that. All right. We have next hour a talk radio town hall, first in another series of talk radio town halls with the candidates for governor. So Wayne Stengen, the attorney general of the great state of North Dakota, and a candidate for governor will be here next hour for the whole hour. So looking forward to that, a chance to visit with our attorney general about anything and everything. Look forward to your questions or comments for him. We'll say, like we always say on Talk Radio Town Halls, if you want to get your question in early, no problem, do it. 855-200-1776. And just as soon as we answer, press 1, and you can leave your message, okay? 855-200-1776. We have a few of those scheduled. Next Friday, we have a conversation with Rick Becker in the Talk Radio Town Hall, also a candidate for governor, and then the following Tuesday, week from Tuesday, Doug Burgum. Same drill. So looking forward to that. And Ed Schaefer, by the way, will join us Monday on the program. We'll talk about the life of his stepmother, Shyla Schaefer. They are laying her to rest tomorrow at a service in Bismarck, 10 a.m. In Bismarck. So we will talk with Ed a little bit about Shyla, and looking forward to that. Ron Ness will also be here on the program as well. All right, couple of things on my mind. And I really want to get to your calls as soon as possible so we can chat about whatever is on your mind. Number one, why do people not put headlights on when the weather's like this? I can't quite figure that out. You know, is there something complicated in turning the headlights on that I'm unaware of?
Yeah, I mean, just because it's between sunrise and sunset doesn't mean it's bright enough that you don't need them.
Yeah, well, I get that, you know, I mean, when it's daylight, you say, well, why would I need lights? Well, if it's bad weather, you see that right in front of your nose. It's probably the single most thing that disturbs our listeners when weather's like this, because we get calls about it. And you want to be seen, and people want to see you, and, you know, it's really, really important for your safety. So put your headlights on, and do me a favor. Tell me why you don't. And... if you used to always forget and now you do it, how you've sort of got in the habit of doing it when weather like this happens, and maybe we'll be able to tell people more about it. I realize it's not, you know, world peace, but it's just perplexing to me.
And it's easy to do.
Yeah, it's not hard. That's what I'm saying.
A lot of cases, it's just flicking a switch.
Yeah, it's not complicated.
I'm too busy texting while I'm driving to be turning my headlights on. I have my phone in the way. This is where the Canadian example of socialized maneuvering does work. They gave us daytime running lights years ago, which were, you know, we've long since filtered into the United States now, where, you know, some lights automatically come on, so you got something. Maybe we need that.
Let's go, folks. Let's turn those lights on. The other thing I want to talk about is, I don't know how closely the entire region is following this story, and it is something that obviously in Buffalo, North Dakota, and in some parts gaining attention, but the North Dakota Health Department is working on a permit for a farm that has been proposed for near Buffalo, North Dakota. This is a 9,000 hog operation, and the mayor has said that Buffalo has been torn apart by this. There's people that don't speak to each other right now, by now. And I want to say to those people and to the mayor, you know, that isn't how it should be, right? And let's just step back for a minute here. Private property rights is something we ought to take very seriously. It's what makes us different. Okay? And if I have a piece of property and I choose to use it for a hog farm, and the health department comes in and says, you're good. The air will not be impacted. The water will not be impacted. You're good. And the county says, you can do what you're looking to do properly zoned-wise there, which this operation has met all of that. They're talking about changing the rules after the fact in the county, which is, you know, sounds like Russia to me. So I hope they rethink that. I worry about cases where a mob mentality of a lot of activists, and there are activists here, there are activists involved that I think would just as soon North Dakota be maybe hobby farms. I think they'd be okay with a hobby farm, you know, like where you'd limit things to like 100 acres or something. They'd be okay with that. Otherwise, forget about it. And it is such not a reality when you recognize we're feeding the world here, for crying out loud. Now, this is a hog operation. I don't want my bacon coming from Zimbabwe or China. I'd like it to come right here, where I know there's a health department and a U.S. A DA and a you know, ag department, and these things will be followed. So I just think it's very important here. I empathize, I do, with the people of Buffalo. Look, if I live there and that's going over there, I don't like that. Well, buy the property then. That'd be one way you could do it. You know, I get change is hard. Nobody likes change. But I have a greater respect for private property rights than I do not wanting things to change. And the State Department, State Health Department says okay, and the county says okay. You have to do this. And I do believe it's important for everybody to engage in this issue. You may say, well, it's a Buffalo deal. I don't care. It's Buffalo. No, it'll be your area soon. It'll be your property, and they'll say you can't do anything with it. That's what happens when you let these people do that. And you got a lot of extremists involved here, a lot of extreme environmentalists, a lot of, you know, this is the Dakota Resource Council. This is the usual crowd that wants to stop all development areas. They made a living on it. They got lawyers involved that love this stuff. They make a fortune. But let's get back to reality here. My take, and welcome yours if it's the same or if it's different. Lastly, I'm very curious. I thought it'd be easy just to break this down into two camps, right? Because we've had an interesting week now and a change after the election on Tuesday with the numbers. And Kasich winning Ohio really prevents Trump from saying, I'm going to have enough of the delegates. He may, but it's a lot tougher, you know, slog to get there, especially if, as they say, Ted Cruz isn't going anywhere and John Kasich isn't going anywhere. So I'm going to boil it down to this, and there's a lot of sideshows going on right now. My latest favorite is that Donald Trump making the comment that if they pull a fast one at the convention, there's going to be a riot. Is now he's suggesting violence among delegates. I mean, do we need to take everybody back to school? By the way, I've used that word before. Is that what I'm advocating now? Todd, if you
Scott.
don't like bacon, there'll be a riot. Don't you know that? Oh, Tony Scott, he's saying there's going to be violence because people don't like bacon. It's a figure of speech. It's not, he's, you know, advocating. He's right. People would be very, very mad. Who wouldn't be? If you toil in the trenches all these months and say, I want to be him, and at the last time they go, well, you don't have a majority and it's not enough, so people be mad. And that'd be bad for November. So I think that's just obvious. But I'm kind of curious. Are you in the Trump camp, maybe even reluctantly at this point? Or are you in the no way, no how, never? And that could mean you're for Ted Cruz, or you're holding out the sliver of hope for John Kasich, or you want some white knight to emerge at the 11th hour at the convention. You know, it's sort of
but it's not going to be Ryan. He's made that clear.
Yeah, he did finally. Now he cleared that up, which is you know, probably a good idea. But
yeah.
I hate those questions anyways. Like, you know, you're asking me about a scenario that's not even here, and I'm supposed to say, and, you know, but I'll tell you what, he left enough room the first time to say maybe there's something there. But the big question here I have is Trump, or are you in the never Trump, never Trump camp, whatever that means? Tell us, would you, at 800-228-0550. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Gate City Bank believes staying local is a better way of banking. It's why we locally approve home loans, along with locally financing and servicing your loan, too. That means your mortgage lives where you do and not in some other state. Have a question on your mortgage? You'll speak with someone right down the street. Get started today. Stop by your local Gate City Bank location or visit GateCityBank.com. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming 2016 machinery auctions feature the following harvest equipment: a 9770 STS combine, only 500 hours. Two 2013 S680 John Deere combines with only 900 hours. A Brent 1594 1600 bushel grain cart, and four newer John Deere headers, and much, much more. For detailed information on these items and many more, log on to Piper's.com.
Business owners, listen up. I want to tell you about getting the most money for your business. Art Rosenberg's on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers. I'd imagine that one of the first questions you get from a business owner is, what's my business worth? Is that right?
That's correct. The sad part, the majority of businesses are sold for the value of its fixtures and inventory.
So how does Sunbelt do it different?
Well, Sunbelt represents the owner and an ongoing entity that allows it to find its true value and reflect it in its sales price. We look at the market growth potential, a recurring revenue, the customer base, expansion of potential services, and the current management team, whether it'll stay or whether it's moving on.
How long does this process take, Art?
From 3 to 6 months on most cases, depending on our ability to get the information together from the seller and matching them up with a qualified buyer.
Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Good to go here. I'm waiting for my cue. And
No, I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, I didn't either. Okay.
You are live.
Good, thank you. I'm live. Usually they tell me I'm live. Didn't tell me. I didn't know. No, you didn't.
Neither one of us heard it, Manny.
Fix your mic.
Neither one of us heard it.
Todd didn't hear it either.
We're back on
What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Let me tell you about Linton, because I love Linton. Actually, I've only been there in Linton one time, but I know so many good folks from Linton. It must be just a fabulous place. And one of those...
I go there all the time, and it is. You're right.
Gene Wolfer. Has Gene come to one of your K-Fire cafes down in Linton?
Has been, sure.
I'm sure he has. He's been at Hedol for a couple of decades. And was parts and service manager at the Chevy GM Oldsmobile Garage, he told me one day. Remember when the auto dealerships used to be called the garage? We'll go down to the garage.
Yeah.
And now he's at Hedol's. And so you can come on in there and get the parts you're looking for and ask him about his 52 Chevrolet two-door fastback. He had a little bang-around car, he told me. What is a bang-around car? Where you don't care if it gets, like, dense, do you park it under trees and stuff? I guess that's what the deal is. And
like a winter beater or something like that? You know, you get your good car and your knock-around car, bang-around car.
Used to race, you know, the six-cylinder 51 Chev two-door hardtop. How's that for fun?
Well,
owned a 67 GTO 389 with three deuces and a four-speed.
I'm in love.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, it just doesn't get any better.
Always wanted one.
They deliver out of Linton to a lot of locations around the area, into Harriet and Pollock, a busy place, always shipping out the great products and take good care of folks. So come on in and see them right there in Linton at the Hedol's location. Hedol's has it. The parts you need, great people to go along with the parts, too, and tell them Scott sent you.
I am going to have to get in touch with him the Friday. I'm going to be down there in a few weeks. I want to see that GTO. I want to see that goat. I love
you. You might need a part or two for that slick Mercedes of yours. Let's get some calls going here. Jerry in Williston on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Dave in Dickinson, Dan in Bismarck. Dave in Bismarck and Tony on the road. And that order is how we're going to go right now. Go ahead, Jerry. What's on your mind?
This is Jay in Williston. How's everybody today?
Well, good, Jay. How are you?
Good. Hey, my thanks, Scott. I know a lot of businesses were built in Williston for senior living facilities that ended up being used for motels or temporary man camps. Is it time now for us to get those back on track and encourage them to go back to being senior living facilities, assisted living, and bring our senior community back up to where it needs to be now that we got the medical facilities for them?
Is there a shortage now of senior living options in Williston, in your view?
Yeah, right now I think the only one I know of is the Bethel. But I know that the one senior facility, they actually moved all the seniors out of it, turned it into a motel, and then into a man camp.
Yeah, I know they're looking for some solutions and planning, some things are on the drawing board in Watford City as well on senior living. So... interesting. First of all, if there's a need for senior living, there will be a lot of folks that ultimately will step up to the plate. I'm thinking of Kurt Giese up at Grand Forks as Edgewood Vista. They know this business very well in this part of the world, and there's others like them as well that are doing this in many, many cities. I'm guessing if the need is truly there, it'll happen. The other part of your question I wouldn't mind addressing real quickly, and that is the idea that, well, you know, don't need this crew camp, let's convert it, or we don't need this apartment, it was built for the employment, the impacts, the growth are not on pause right now. They're not stopped. They're not like, oh, we built that, but we don't need it anymore. Because I really believe this, you know, this is an industry still in the first or second inning in North Dakota.
Yeah.
So more is coming back in that regard. But that doesn't change the fact if you need senior living, something ought to be done about it. Thanks for the tip, though, Jay. Let's continue talking about it and see if any others agree. Dave Dickinson, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. A guy named Curly Holland was on, I believe it was CNN interview, and he's from North Dakota. He's one of those high-ranking Republican Party officials that makes up the rules. I guess there's like 11 of them. And he flat out said the primaries do not matter. The caucuses and all these state election things, they will choose who the candidate is.
Right. You're talking about Curly Haldeman.
The interviewer asked him, so the people's vote doesn't matter? And he says, yeah, I don't understand why they even have this.
It's a beauty contest. Two things you need to know. He does not speak for the North Dakota Republican Party. And he is but one member of a very large Republican National Committee. Okay? And so every state has, you know, the chairperson and then the National Committee man and the National Committee woman. So three from every state make up the Republican National Committee. So Crowley's one voice in that larger thing. And he is right now, unfortunately, a laughingstock. Unfortunate for Curley because he's a good guy. He's had a lot of years of success in North Dakota. But what he's done here to go on the national stage with this idea in the middle of this is really dumb in my mind. And I like Curley. He's never short of opinions and usually will tell you that his are better than yours. And in this case, he thinks his idea is better than everybody else's. And he's kind of a rules guy. You know, he started on forget what city council was, Bismarck maybe. Poor man, and I forget, that's his thing. But don't expect that to be adopted anytime soon, Dave. But you're not alone in being concerned about it. A lot of folks have brought that up. Appreciate the call. Dan and Bismarck, he's going in on the other hybrid here, Manny. I don't know why. But Dan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning. Yeah, I was thinking we've heard from Curley. Have we heard from Larry and Moe yet?
I hear
you. That's what I want to know. We want to have those guys weigh in, too, so that we can have all three stooges weigh in on this.
It's not good. It's not good. It really isn't.
Yeah. All right.
No, what I don't like about it is it looks like, you know, it adds to a narrative that we're a bunch of hayseeds, right, in North Dakota, that we would think that the people's vote doesn't matter. You know, I think, and we need to get Curley on. I know he's been all over national media and probably going into hiding now, given the fact that this is not going over well. But I do want to try and understand his perspective. But everything I've heard so far is just alarming. Tony, on the road, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, I'm just looking for some help from conservatives. You know, we've been kind of told what to think since Bush left the office. And I'm looking for some leadership. It just seems like everybody's telling us how to think. And right now, especially with what's going on, it seems like people that are conservative aren't sure what to think. And that's really all I wanted to say. That's what's on my mind. I'd really like people that are leaders, conservative leaders, that tell us where we should be going right now instead of just all this stuff that's on CNN and MSNBC and all this that's just, they're telling us how to think. And you look at these primaries, they haven't even gotten them right. So what do you believe? So that's where I'm at, and I'll let you guys talk about that off the air.
Where are you at right now, Tony? Who's your pick? He doesn't want to tell us. Tony's gone. He wants conservative leaders to step up and say, you know, I think most have, right? I mean, you either have folks in the Trump camp, or you've got folks in the Cruz camp, or you've got them in the, we can do this at the...
Hey, who's that mower we're supposed to hear from?
Not sure. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Give us a call. Free bacon still to come.
That asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 12th through the 15th for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, new uses of soy and fish diets, and visit shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in the See for Yourself program by April 30th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me,
this is the sound you make when you wake up after a night's rest with a MyPillow. Right here, you automatically feel this good that you want to just jump around the room and say, exactly right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. God bless you one and all for making us number one. We appreciate that very much. Tell your friends and neighbors, because we'll take some more. And tell them to buy MyPillow, too, because a lot of you have done that. You've reaped the benefits of a great night's rest. Now it's time to share. How about this? We have a new deal, and it's at a perfect time because MyPillow makes a wonderful gift for birthdays, Mother's and Father's Day, graduations, great gift for grandmas and grandpas, shower gift for a new mom. Do your kids have one? That's right. The 4-for-1 deal is back, so you can get a lot of gifts out of this. Classic 4-pack combos, only $99.98. That means you get 2 classic pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. Man, that's unbelievable. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. A couple birthday parties I'm attending tomorrow. It's actually one combined birthday party. Nothing like a great aunt, is there? Just the feeling of hugging your favorite aunts are just wonderful. My wife has 2 dear aunts that we're celebrating a birthday for this weekend. Ellen Carlson from up in Powers Lake, she's 90, and she's coming to Bismarck, centrally located for the birthday party. And Irene Hellickson, who's 80, and Irene lives in Bismarck there, works at JCPenney. So if you find Irene there today, JCPenney, say, happy birthday. She'll be very, very pleased. Okay, let's get back to the phones on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline here, and anything on your mind. Nobody's answered the riddle of the day, and that is, why do people not turn their lights on when the weather's like this? And I'm curious for folks that are out there driving and listening, if you're in a particular area that should require lights, what percentage is it, half that have them on, or less than half? Let us know. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. I've been neglecting the Trumps, but not the Trumps, but the text. Some about Trump. Both parties hate Trump. He must be doing something right, says one texter. Another said, I don't hate or like Trump. I'm in the boat that does whatever it takes to throw the Democrats out to sea. Good stuff. I'm a cruise guy, but if Trump is the nominee, I'm all in for him. This time I will not have to hold my nose like I did for Romney. Okay. And we have an email coming in for Wayne Stengem. Welcome. Other questions or comments for the Attorney General, candidate for governor, who joins us in a talk radio town hall next hour right here. Cheryl in Bismarck on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Okay. The riddle of the day You know, for me, I haven't turned my lights on in my car like maybe 10 years because they automatically come on. Maybe some people forget. You know, I mean, if they automatically come on and then they're in a car where maybe someone's fooled with it, they think they're on, and they're not.
Well, let me give you a scenario. If you're out in the middle of the night and that your lights are off, what are you going to do?
Well, yeah, you would know that there.
So that's what I don't get about weather that obviously requires it, right, where it's a little cruddy out there, and can I see that car in front of me? I really can't, and they don't have their lights on. Gee, I might turn my lights on. I don't understand why it doesn't compute to – I hear what you're saying because I'm the same way on the automatic thing.
I've flashed people, you know, like turn on your lights, and they just don't – I don't know. Maybe they can see better than everybody else.
There's a thesis, big academic word that I've never used in my life, but a thesis in this somehow in human nature, I think, Cheryl, right? Because they do something a little better with the making of vehicles, and the lights automatically go on, and then all of a sudden we're dumb. Maybe some of this automatic stuff isn't so good.
I don't know, but I will say I did call in for another reason. But I don't like the blue lights. I will say that I don't like the blue lights. They practically blind you.
Me too. Yeah, I'm with
but
you.
What I was going to say is, and I don't know this Curly fellow at all, but I'm just going to say maybe he's not so crazy. How is it that Bernie Sanders has kicked Hillary Patootie a few times and she gets all the delegates? That's all I'm going to say. It's interesting.
Well, that's a rigged system. I mean, the Democrats have rigged it completely. And, what he's talking about is the unbound delegate and going there. My only deal is the look. If I'm going to vote in Iowa, New Hampshire, you know, pick your state, Ohio, whatever.
Okay.
Unfortunately, not in North Dakota at all this year, but a whole other story. But I'm going to vote. I want to know that, the delegates at the state convention are going to go there and vote the way I wanted them to. 4 years ago, Romney had lost North Dakota. Okay? Yet his attorneys showed up to, maneuver around the convention, and somehow there's, some debate over whether or not the folks are going to go like the caucus did, which was for Santorum. So those are games. If at the national level, we get done with all these states, and we get there and they go, all those people who voted, it doesn't really matter. We're gonna kind of do whatever we want to do. Come on. My deal is if that's the way you're going to do it, just say that's the way you're going to do it, and people can know that primaries are sort of, advisory.
It would really seem criminal, but it happens all the time.
That doesn't make it right.
No. Well, yeah. That's the way life is. It's not fair, and things aren't right.
Yeah. Thank you, Cheryl. Nice to hear from you. And by the way, let us know at 800-228-0550 what your opinion is on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What number caller is Cheryl? I'll do a little work here while I'm talking to Dave in my birth city, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Hello, Dave. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Well, pretty good. I think to answer your riddle, either they're high or they're under the influence. I guess that's my take on it. Most people, I guess that's kind of an indicator. Anyway, what I called in, I think people got to realize, and I think the Republican Party's done a poor job of this, it's called due process. It's called having a majority of delegates. It happens every year or every 4 years whenever we have an election of a president. And I think they're missing this point. You can't be changing the rules all the time. Like I heard Trump's attorney say, and that's coming from an attorney, well, if you're close. No, this is non-negotiable. We are a nation of laws. We're a nation of rules. And it's called due process. And I think it has to play out.
Let it play out. So,
yes,
so for instance, Donald Trump gets a majority of delegates. Donald Trump's the nominee, in your view.
Correct.
Donald Trump doesn't do it. Follow the rules.
Correct. Yeah, and then you go through the process. And in our state of South Dakota, you have to the first round of votes. Whoever wins that primary, you've got to support him. That's a sworn oath. Now, if nobody gets the majority after that, then you have, on the second round, you can vote who you want. And I have to say, if it's Donald Trump, I'll support him. I'm a Cruz supporter. but we have to have the Republicans in there. I've had enough Democrats.
Yeah, it's interesting. That's not a bad theory. I'd rather it be that. And here's what the rules are. And make sure everybody knows what the rules are and leave it at that. And let them go, make their case in the rest of the primary. And I don't know if there's any caucus states left or not, but go through and do the rest of the states. Find out where we're at prior to the convention. And if we don't have a majority for any one candidate, what are we going to do? Now, if I'm Donald Trump, I'm going to argue, hey, I had most of the delegates. I ought to be the candidate, but take it to the delegates, right? They're going to decide. They're going to vote. So I think it's
true. I hope to be one of those delegates at that convention.
Yeah, it would be one heck of a historic year to be one, that's for sure. It's going to be a lot of fun. Unless this changes course here soon. But I appreciate your sentiment. I think that's a good approach. You don't hear a lot of people just saying that. Why don't we just, here's the... Look, if we get to this point, we don't have a majority of delegates for any one candidate, here's what happens. I think what people are worried about is then, okay, well, Paul Ryan, now you come in and at the 11th hour. That wouldn't be good. I think you got to pick between the candidates that are there. But I don't know what the rules are. We're going to find out. Should I call Curly? He knows the rules. Darren Bismarck, Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline, what's on your mind?
How's it going today, everybody?
Could it be any better?
It's all right.
We are where we are, and that's a good thing. It's a Friday. That's a good thing.
Hey, I sent a text in to Todd the other day that had an idea on how to change the farm situation. Did you get that up there? Or?
I had a short text. I know you had you said something in a text about a longer version than what you'd said in the text. So I don't have a longer version yet.
Okay, well, I don't want to get into that today, but this Curly Hogman thing.
Yeah.
Take a look at this, people. We vote these people in to represent us, and it's kind of the going theme no matter where you look, Williston, UND, whatever. They're supposed to do what we say. And now Curly comes out and says, what you guys say does not matter. Just keep paying me, and I'll do whatever I want.
How'd you like hearing that?
Well, to me, it's kind of like they're proving what they say they never, ever do. They don't work against us. They're our leaders,
Who's they? Who's they?
That would be our political employees.
Well, again, this is Curly Hogland, one person elected by the North Dakota Republican Party and now being repudiated by the North Dakota Republican Party. Kelly Armstrong put out a statement saying, hey, Curly Hogland does not speak for the North Dakota Republican Party. So that's the only thing I'd caution you on, Dana. I think your criticism is well placed for Curly, but I wouldn't put it on the whole party. Although how anybody could be a national committeeman for that many years and be part of the party apparatus and think that way does reflect on the party, in my view. But I think that's the only thing I'd caution you on. I appreciate the call. I've got to keep rolling here. Zenith in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Scott. Nice to talk to you.
You as well.
I am just wondering because I'm not really a Facebook person, but I went on Facebook and joined the Doug Burgum support thing. And why do they call him a rhino? I mean, what are their...
I can think of a couple things that...
Could you tell me that?
Yeah, I mean, he supported very actively, very vocally the change in the Constitution in North Dakota and the rules related to gay marriage. And, he's explained that as saying he sees that as a workforce issue, that North Dakota, if it isn't seen as welcoming, that's a huge market in the labor force. And when companies are trying to recruit, so that would be one. He has been very cautious to sort of state his position on the pro-life issue, so I think people see that as wobbly. So those would probably be the two. Hang on, Zenith. We'll finish this on the other side of the break on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
We've all heard the reports and seen the studies, and the headlines read North Dakota number one booziest state in America, and one in three North Dakotans report binge drinking in the past month, and it's part of our culture. But what's more is that it's part of what's killing North Dakotans, from unborn children to senior citizens. According to North Dakota Department of Transportation, 47% of all fatal crashes in 2014 were alcohol-related. From those crashes, 63 people died and families and friends were impacted. From overconsumption and underage drinking to drinking and driving, we as a state have a lot of work to do in order to start reversing those trends. Here at the North Dakota Safety Council, we're dedicated to education, not only for the drinking age population, but for anyone from teenage drivers to business owners in our state.
To learn about NDSC programs aimed at reducing alcohol-related fatalities in North Dakota, go to ndsc.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Taylor Swift action. That's probably the last mega concert that came to North Dakota. Right, or was there one in between? I think there's been a couple. There's always big ones. Grant, Garth Brooks trying to say go on sale tomorrow. And they're talking as many as 5 shows worth of demand. Can you believe that? Wow.
They did all 4 in Bismarck back in the late 90s. Or...
Did they really? Yeah.
Yeah.
So he might have the demand for it. Tickets are reasonable. So. All right. We are brought to you today in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Go wherever you're at right now. Just go to the light switch and turn the lights off. And think about if that happened without you turning the lights off sometime. You know, hey, what the heck happened? Well, it can happen a lot more if the EPA gets their way with a clean power plan. Not only the reliable nature of our power source, but also the reliability. If you want affordable, reliable electricity, you want the Coalition for Secure Energy Futures to succeed in stopping the EPA. Find out more about it at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org, okay? Zenith in Jamestown was asking a question about Doug Burgerman, why on some websites he's being referred to as a rhino. Did I answer your question okay, Zenith?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Now, and again, if somebody, you're doing the right thing. If somebody says, hey, they're a rhino, why? Why do you say that? Tell me why. Because that could mean a million things to a million different people, right?
I think, it sure could.
Doug Burgum would tell you, I donate money. I've been involved. I've chaired the John Hovind's campaign. I chaired Jack Dalrymple's campaign. I think it's fair to call Doug Burgum a Republican. He's a Republican. I would, for my liking, especially on the social issues, he's not a social conservative. But he's a Republican. I think that's fair to say. But I think also people asking questions is fair too. That's why you have a campaign. So.
Yep. Okay, Scott, you have answered my question, and I thank you.
Now, Zenith, don't go away because you came up as the lucky bacon caller, and we have some Cloverdale bacon for you. You actually, with this certificate we're going to send, you could buy anything. I'd suggest the new Chipotle garlic or the thick cut bacon, which are now in stores. Those are brand new from Cloverdale, but. Hang on a moment, Zenith, and Manny will get your information. We'll send you some free Cloverdale bacon on us, okay?
Okay, thanks, dear.
Yep, thank you. Tom is on the road. Tom, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, yes, I just got a quick comment on the headlights. Just kind of tongue-in-cheek, the first thing is they're obviously oblivious to everything around them. And the second thing would be, what's the percentage of the people that are blonde, either men or women, that are just in their own world and not have their lights on?
So you're saying this blonde thing goes across genders, huh? I've never heard that before. It's the first.
Yeah, I think it does. I've got some cousins that, yeah, so.
Perfect.
I guess that's, but I think they're just oblivious. They're just in their own world. And if you flick their light, if you flick your light sometimes at them in fog or something, then they seem to wake up.
Appreciate the comment, Tom. Yeah, that's a good idea. Flash them. We've had others suggest flashing, but we didn't want to start, suggesting people flash other people without getting blamed for a whole host of things. I mean, Donald Trump says, if they dump me, there'll be a riot. That means, he's advocating violence. So if we say flash, the person in front of you, then we're going to be advocating, nudity or something. I don't know.
Right.
It's not pretty.
Right.
Not pretty.
Okay.
Well, plus in some states, and I don't know, law, neither, the Dakotas or Minnesota, the flashing the lights thing, and when you're trying to indicate that there's radar being done ahead of you, or a speed trap or something, that's illegal in some places, so careful.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the, I think there's a caller, the half a minute one, Tom, that we got about a half minute to get in the call off the air. And by the way, for all you folks that have the bacon blues, we have more free bacon.
We'll
do it next hour. Yeah, exactly. So we'll do this all over again with the lucky number caller for Wayne Stengel, the Attorney General, and our Talk Radio Town Hall candidate for governor coming up next hour. So roll that other call, if you would, on the Cloverdale bacon.
Not being that astute on this, but trying to follow up and so on and know what I'm talking about. As I understand it, for well over 50 years, if you don't come in as a candidate with the majority and the first ballot goes by, it's a contested convention, period. So what are we making such a big deal about? In other words, the guy from South Dakota is absolutely correct. Those are the rules, have been the rules, and let it play out. That's the way it should be. And everybody seems to be making something out of nothing or whatever. Let's wish us all good luck. Bye.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. And some good points in that. I think the only thing we need to address in that is, what does a contested convention mean? Are there new candidates that can get on the ballot, right? Or are we just talking about the people that receive the most votes? Or, I don't know, the top three votes or whatever. I just want to know. So I think that's the way to go there. Oh, my gosh, so much to do, so little time. There's something I want to comment on my comments about Buffalo and the hog farm out there. Scott, really? It's a hog farm, not a rose garden. What about the residents of Buffalo? They have rights also. Answer this honestly. What if someone proposed a hog farm or a feedlot a mile from your house? Okay, I will. If I lived in rural Buffalo, I'd recognize that would be a possibility. I might say my piece, say I like it, say I don't, but the point is, if I really want to protect what's around me, then I have to buy it. I live in a city. That's not possible. Okay? I don't begrudge these folks in Buffalo concerns, but when you say their rights are not to stop development on private property if it follows the laws. And this one does. Change is hard. I empathize with it. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Spring means cleanup, fix-up time, and the Max Hardware Spring Sale. Save on the tools and supplies you need to do the job right. Vice Grip Locking Plier, $6.99. Duct tape, $2 for $5. Starting fluid, $2.29. All KC tools, 15% off. Find over 3,000 new items in many departments across the store. Get your spring on, and we'll stock you up. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.